It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Republicans don't like losing. When they do, they tend to show their true colors. And that's exactly what happened this week when the Republicans were outmaneuvered by the Democrats. Here's what happened. On Wednesday, 17 Senate Republicans joined all the Democrats in voting for the CHIPS Plus bill to shore up computer chip manufacturing here in the U.S. Just a few hours after they passed that legislation, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Joe Manchin broke the news about a deal they'd been working on to pass an inflation-fighting spending bill dealing with health care, climate change, and deficit reduction that they will get through using reconciliation. Well, Republicans don't like losing. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said this about the Democrats unveiling this new reconciliation package right after the Senate passed the CHIPS Act.
But the timing of the Senator Manchin deal, I don't think was any accident.
What do you mean?
Some of my colleagues in the Senate agreed to support the 400 or 390 or 290, whatever it was. I can't count that high.
280.
Subsidy to big tech. Okay? They couldn't have passed that bill without Republican votes. So the Democrats, well, basically, they sucked my Republican votes up like a Hoover Deluxe and then got their votes and then, bam, announced this new tax increase.
Double cross.
I don't think, there aren't very many coincidences here on Capitol Hill. I think that the timing was exquisite. We look like a bunch of, well, I'm not going to say what we look like.
Aw. Well, Mitch McConnell and the rest of the Republican caucus are angry that they were blindsided by the Democrats, so they're now threatening other bipartisan efforts that were in the works. Talk about vindictive. They're taking out their anger on our veterans who are in dire need of health care. The first thing they did in response was to block a revised version of the Veterans Benefits Bill to help vets exposed during active duty to toxic trash burns, legislation the Republicans supported just last month. Well, John Stewart has been on Capitol Hill advocating for the bill, and he's not happy.
Ain't this a bitch? America's heroes who fought in our wars, outside sweating their asses off, with oxygen, battling all kinds of ailments, while these motherfuckers sit in the air conditioning, walled off from any of it. They don't have to hear it. They don't have to see it. They don't have to understand that these are human beings. Do you get it yet?
And of course, there's the perennially disappointed Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who told HuffPost that she was so disappointed in the Democrats for doing their jobs. So she too is threatening the legislation to protect same-sex marriage. Senator Collins telling HuffPo, quote, I just think the timing could not have been worse, and it came totally out of the blue. Yeah. So now Senate Democrats are threatening to delay the start of the usually untouchable congressional August recess until this bill passes.
They can't leave until this gets done, because these people will not give up, they will not give in, and they will not relent. This is an embarrassment to the Senate, to the country, to the founders, and all that they profess to hold dear. And if this is America first, then America is f***ed.
And although the CHIPS bill passed through the Senate with Republican help, they tried to derail it in the House, though they were unable to, as 24 House Republicans also voted for that legislation. But their vindictive nature cannot go without us calling it out. Constantly. Mitch McConnell, of course, tried to say that it wasn't about the inflation-fighting bill, that their change in voting strategy was about Schumer reneging on a promise to allow a vote on an amendment from Pat Toomey. Well, the Wall Street Journal says no, writing, quote, Republican anger blocked a separate piece of legislation. Soon after the announcement of the Manchin deal, the Senate unexpectedly failed to advance a bipartisan bill to provide health care to veterans exposed to burn pits. What a refreshing change. A Rupert Murdoch-owned news outlet calling the Republicans out for their lies. I could get used to that. So Schumer is bound and determined to get this new spending package passed. But at press time, we're still waiting for the other thorn in Senate Democrat side, Kyrsten Sinema, to let us know what she thinks. And all I know is she'd better not tank it. The climate and clean energy provisions in this surprise reconciliation package, although smaller than those in Biden's Build Back Better plan, would still be the most significant investment the U.S. has ever made to confront fossil fuel-driven climate change and its mounting impacts. Meanwhile, America is still reeling from the extreme court's ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade, and states are taking it to the extreme as well. In a public hearing for a West Virginia abortion bill that would ban the procedure in almost all cases, a 12-year-old girl supporting abortion rights got up to speak and asked Republican lawmakers whether they care about young people like her.
I'm 12 years old. I attend Buffalo Middle School. I play for varsity volleyball and I run track. My education is very important to me, and I plan on doing great things in life. If a man decides that I'm an object and does unspeakable and tragic things to me, am I a child supposed to carry and birth another child? Am I to put my body through the physical trauma of pregnancy? Am I to suffer the mental implications? A child who had no say in what was being done with my body. Some here say they are pro-life. What about my life? And does my life not matter to you?
What happened in West Virginia is that the governor, Jim Justice, asked lawmakers to, quote, clarify and modernize that state's abortion laws to reflect the ruling from the high court. So the West Virginia Republican-controlled legislature is now considering an abortion bill that would not only prohibit the procedure in most cases, but would also allow for the prosecution of doctors who perform abortions. Well, after that, the West Virginia House overwhelmingly passed these abortion restrictions by a vote of 69 to 23. Now, they did narrowly adopt an amendment to the bill to allow abortions in cases of rape or incest, but the exception in the amendment, which passed 46 to 43, is allowed only up to 14 weeks of pregnancy and only if the rape or incest is reported to police. This amendment, adopted by the Republican-led legislature, was narrower than the one proposed by Democrats regarding exceptions for rape or incest, which was soundly defeated in that chamber. It's just inconceivable. And finally, the Biden administration has decided not to expand eligibility for a second round of coronavirus vaccine boosters this summer. Instead, he's speeding up the plan to offer shots of new Pfizer and Moderna boosters that will be adjusted to protect against the now dominant Omicron subvariant BA5 by September. Bring it on. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.